If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athletic-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps?
You got this!
And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
We heard you. 9 years of Bring Back the Snack Wrap, and you've won. But maybe you should have asked for more. Say hello to the Hot Honey Snack Wrap. Now, you've really won. Go to McDonald's and get it while you can.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the show, it's an interview with Kiki Barth, who is a friend of the cast on The Real Housewives of Miami. Kiki joined in the reboot season, and she wasn't as prominent on the show back then, but she really became a breakout star for her comedic timing and her hilarious confessionals, and I feel like her presence has just continued to grow and grow on the show in a way that I think has been super natural and rewarding, especially for those of us who have really been rooting for her since she joined the show. I'm personally very glad that she's gotten to share a lot more about herself and her backstory and film some true personal scenes this season for the first time, that, or at least that we've seen. It's about time in my eyes, and with all of the heavy lifting that the friends of On Miami do, I think they deserve some of that airtime, which is, of course, hard to come by on a cast of 9 people. But I really do think that each season they do deserve to tell a little bit of their story, even if most of that airspace is reserved for the full-time housewives. But also, with more camera time, of course, comes more scrutiny. And Kiki has definitely been subject to some of that this season, mostly in relation to her friendship with Gertie. And some viewers online sort of feeling as though she didn't stick up for Gertie in the right way when Julia threw the water at her. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but Kiki is also entitled to react in the way that she feels is authentically her. And that's exactly what she talks about in depth in this interview with me today. We get into a lot of the background that has not been showed on the franchise as it relates to her connections with the other women and what sounds like a lot of conflict that has been involving her that has been cut from the show over the past few seasons, which maybe would have added more context to some of these relationships and how deep they actually are. Because from my chat with her, it sounds like some people assume that her and Gertie were closer than they actually were. And it sounds like they've actually had a lot more of an up and down relationship over the years than anyone really realized. And just to note, a couple of days after I recorded this interview, Gertie posted a clip from the after show where they talk about Kiki telling Gertie that the rest of the group thinks that she's too extra. Maybe she should tone it down a little bit. And the pushback on that from the sort of Gertie, Lisa, Adriana contingent is that Kiki can also be extra too. You know, she always flashes her boob and she makes sex jokes, which I totally understand. Like, that's extra as well. I like when housewives are extra, but people also think that her asking Gertie to turn it down is insensitive. And I understand that, but I do think that Kiki had Gertie's best interest at heart when she told her that, even if it came out imperfectly or in a way that didn't really land. I don't think she had an ill intent when she told Gertie that. I really don't. And I would have asked her about that directly, but again, Gertie posted that clip after Kiki and I chatted. So I didn't really realize that it was such a contentious issue, particularly for Gertie herself. We also couldn't spend the whole conversation talking about Gertie and their apparent fallout since the water episode aired. So there was only so much airtime in this interview that we could give her and Gertie's relationship. So anyway, I think it's a great chat with Kiki. It's my first time talking with her on the mic. And I hope that you enjoy it. And perhaps maybe we'll add some much needed context to some of the discussions that are happening around this season, because I know it did for me. So anyway, keep listening for my interview with Kiki Barth. Tune in to The Real Housewives of Miami on its new night on Thursdays at 9 p.m. on Bravo. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. We'll see you tomorrow for a mailbag episode. I want to gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Kiki Barth of The Real Housewives of Miami. Kiki, it's been too long since I've actually seen you in person. And as we were talking about before I started recording, we've somehow never done an actual interview together, even though we've chatted over the years. How are you? I can't believe we're finally doing this.
I'm so upset with you. I'm not going to say anything different. No, but I cannot believe. I feel like we've done interviews many before.
Listen, I've done a lot of Miami interviews. And I, as I said, you're just booked and busy. I don't think you've never been available for me. So...
Listen, well, I'm available now, not only okay. for just a few minutes. We have all day, my friend. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm happier now that I get to see you. You're in this amazing red ensemble. I love it. We're going to show it, show the people. Oh my God. Stunning. A lady in red.
Lady in red.
You're like the dancing emoji. I love
it. I'm turning the town red. Remember yesterday I made a post. I said, New York, your favorite little... I forgot what post. I put something like, like I'm like the little trouble girl is back in the city. So, yeah.
So you are back in New York, but so soon after doing the reunion.
Yeah, I was just here. I feel like. Yeah,
how does it feel to sort of do that quick turnaround and after such a kind of, because the last trip you made was a big one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. I feel like I just have to come back to speak my truth. You know, mm-hmm. It's a lot been happening. And after New York, I went to the Hamptons for a bit to relax because the reunion was so intense. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need a break from the reunion. So went to the Hamptons and then I went to Miami and then I said, you know what? It's a lot going on. I need to go back to New York and I need to set up okay. these interviews and get my truth out.
Okay. So okay,
I'm
good.
Glad I'm with you today.
Yeah, of course. And we'll get into your season, but is there something like that sort of at the top of your mind in terms of something that you are eager to clarify or that you feel like is sort of misunderstood out there? What's sort of top of mind for you when it comes to that?
I feel like a couple of things that I'm hearing that's being not true. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, maybe something happened with her and Gertie. That's why she unfollowed Gertie after the reunion. And I want to clarify that. I didn't unfollow Gertie after the reunion. It was way before the reunion. I think people started to notice the unfollowing afterward. Mm-hmm. But it was way before that because I just felt like a lot of things happened. And me and her, we didn't really have any issues throughout the whole season. And not until that episode 3 came out. And I felt like she went by how the edit goes and how the fans felt. And then she just went a little, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, well, at least I see you for who you are. And at this point, I just need a break. Mm. So, and normally I don't say much, I don't talk, and I'll just focus back on myself because I have to send my kids to school. I have a lot going on. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Time to put the focus back on me.
For sure. So I guess we can just start with that, which is like you're alluding to the fact that like after that episode aired and maybe some of the stuff that has gone on since then on the show, there's this perception by some of the fans that you're saying that Gertie is kind of going by that you weren't there to support her enough kind of in that moment and sort of after that moment when Julia threw the water. I think people have this perception maybe, or some people, not everybody, that, you know, they wish that you would have stuck by Gertie's side more from that. And you're saying that maybe Gertie is seeing people say that and that's sort of informing the dynamic of your friendship. Is that sort of what you're getting
at? Pretty much, because I feel like this season, to be honest with you, was one of Gertie's and my best seasons. Mm. I was actually the closest to her this season. I had no issues with her. If you watch the whole from beginning to end, it was nothing. Nothing happened between us. You're actually going to see a little bit of more of us together towards the end of the season. That's how great we were. And by people saying that I still didn't stand up for her, which people can misinterpret however they want to put things. Mm-hmm. You know, this is 9 women on a show that's been edited and, you know,
of course.
It's 45 minutes long. You can only put so much. I feel like in that moment when the water got thrown at her, everybody was shocked, including myself. I even got water thrown at me. And my first reaction is to de-escalate the situation. Anyone that knows me know that I'm not the type of person that's going to throw punches. If I'm upset, I'm going to see what I need to say and calm down from it. I'm always the person to apologize. In that moment, what I did, that's what I would want a friend to do for me in that same situation. I wasn't thinking about this and that, blah, 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 blah. I was just thinking, okay, I need to remove her out of this. Because when you really look at it, it was Marisol's event. Marisol's wedding, she's not going to leave her own wedding. Alexia has put the event together for Marisol. She's not going to leave the event she put together for her best friend. Julia is Alexia's best friend. Larsa is super close to them for 10 years up. So that left me and Gertie. Mm. And even though I'm friends with all of the other girls, I still went on and said, I'm willing to live with you. Let's go. I even spoke to her in Creole. Calm down. Let's go. When I say calm down, not like whatever, you know, but listen, like I said, I'm from the street. I've seen shit happen just by trying to, you know, so. Best thing to do in this situation, and I did what I would want anyone to do for me. Whether people like it or not, I would have done it for every single one of them. Nothing would have changed. The same exact thing, because that's what I would want somebody to do for me, not to push me, say, go get them, kick their ass. I'm just not that type of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that...
Now, if that make me racist or whatever they want to call me out there, if that's what it is. And mind you, I was also in a perfect space with Gertie.
Mm-hmm.
I called her right before that, because, you know, we get the episodes. I called her right when that episode aired. I saw it. I said, okay, I need to call her because I know she have to relive this whole situation, which can be traumatic. Let me call her and check on her. And she just picked up the phone and said, let me call you back, because she saw how the edit is. She said, let me call you back. That was the last time I heard from her.
Wow.
Right before that, we were out at a Netflix event a week and a half prior, taking pictures, hanging out. We watched episode 1. Everything was fine. She called me. We called each other. Oh, my God. Look. Oh. Episode 2 come out. By episode 3, I'm calling to check on her because we had no issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw the edit and like, oh, well, we'll come around and find out. And I was like, whoa. Okay. Well, I guess.
And you guys haven't really spoken since then, other than the reunion?
No.
Wow. Okay. No contact.
I called. I mean, when someone said, let me call you back, you're waiting on a call.
You're waiting on the call. Right. Do you see hope for you two moving forward? Obviously, we don't know what happens at the reunion, but so it didn't go well.
I mean, this whole reunion was crazy. I feel like the whole reunion was a different season itself. Take the reunion out of the whole season. The reunion should be season 8 by itself.
Mm.
That's how crazy it was.
Wow.
It was a lot of dropping, like a lot of bomb, okay. A lot of crazy truth coming out. A lot of, I didn't see that one coming. Listen.
Yeah. I mean, Gertie
you
said.
You guys are in for big.
Gertie said at the DirecTV party that there's some big reveal that happens. Her and Alexia both said that. So nobody knows what it's about, but there's some big thing that truth bomb that comes out.
I don't think y'all ready for what's coming.
Wow.
I mean, even me, I was like, whoa.
The other side of the Gertie thing, Kiki, is obviously Julia. And, you know, a lot of fans, I think what's fueled it is that fans are really upset with her and how she acted with the water throw, and sort of they don't think that she sort of took full accountability for how she, you know, her part in the whole thing with Gertie. And I think people see her sort of saddling up to Alexia and Marisol, and there's this whole thing. On the Julia side of it, watching anything back, do you view it any differently? Do you feel like you should have handled that aspect of it any differently, or do you feel good about that as well?
What you didn't see is that what Julia did was horrible. Like, no one, what you guys also don't see, and I think you will get to see, is that in that moment, I feel like the girl didn't stand up for Gertie, but they did at the same time. Because you will see, the girl spoke to Julia. I even had a scene with Larsa. I'm not sure if I can say that. You didn't see all the scenes that happened. So I had a scene with Larsa talking about how bad what Julia did was. Alexia spoke to Julia. Marisol took Julia to the bathroom that same night, checking her, making sure that like what you did was horrible. But, you know, in any moment when something's so shocking, because I don't think anyone ever had water beside me throwing that juice bug at Lisa last season. And I was the first one to be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Because in the moment when things happen, you react, you know. And with Lisa, I was like, okay, yeah, I did it. But, you know, I'm so sorry.
You took accountability. Yeah.
Right. Like I said, in that moment, I was just trying to be a good friend. My first instinct was, none of them, these girls are going to leave because it's their event. Let's go, because there's always going to be more time to speak to her. If you have to throw water back at her, and I will be like, payback, you know, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
There's this perception among fans, Kiki, that like, I think I interviewed Adriana earlier this season. She spoke to a little bit how she feels like, you know, Marisol and Alexia are trying to ice her out. And then some people think that they're trying to ice Gertie out. Is there a misconception about how the group operates, or is that, what do you think of that sort of idea?
I feel like there's such a big misconstruction. What I think in this group is everyone stand up for who they the closest to. If I'm the closest to Adriana, I'm going to have Adriana's back. If Alexia is the closest to Marisol, even though you're going to take them accountable for some stuff, mm-hmm. but a lot of the time, you have the person you're the closest back. I feel like I was iced out when I first came onto the show.
Mm.
I don't talk about that.
By who?
I'm the one that got iced out, you know?
By who?
By Gertie. And that's how I ended up getting closer to Larsa, Alexia, Marisol. Because these were the girls who opened the gate for me. And that's how I got closer to them. Mm. And that's how I ended up getting introduced by Larsa also on the show.
Yeah, you were her friend. You were her friend, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So a lot of people don't see that because I'm not the type that goes online and they have to explain, oh, I did this. No, it is what it is. It happened. I let it go. But there is a huge misconception. Like Adriana, when her and Julia was together, you never really see me in any scene with Julia. From what Julia is saying now is that's because Adriana didn't want her to film with me. There is a lot behind the whole misconception. Just because people don't go online speaking their side of the story doesn't mean that there is not another side of it, you know?
Hmm.
But it is what it is. I feel like I felt like I've been iced out. Julia felt like she's been iced out. Adriana, I feel like it's just that every time when someone, they're not really close to someone, they feel like they're getting iced out.
Got it. It maybe it's not that dramatic all the time, but maybe it is. I don't know. So, I mean, because I think it is interesting that you came in as Larsa's friend, thinking back to season 4. Because I think
you remember, right? You saw
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I do, of course. And I just think it's interesting to keep that top of mind, considering sort of the fan conversation this season. You know what I mean? Because it's like, well, I think Larsa is your best friend on the cast, correct? Like that's your best friend in the group.
But here's the thing. The misconception that I think a lot of people are having also is that, oh, Kiki's kissing all these girls' ass. But I'm like, I always speak my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the type of person. I don't make drama out of everything. I'm always the first one to like, guys, whatever. But it's not that I'm kissing the girls' ass. If I was kissing their ass, I wouldn't have a fight with Marisol. When I first came on, one of the biggest fight of the season that you guys didn't get to see, you saw I apologized to Marisol. She apologized to me season four, but nobody really know what happened after.
Right.
She was like, that's a stupid question, Kiki. We had a huge blowout. So if I was kissing her ass, why did we had one of the biggest thing that happened? However, when I fought with Marisol, her and I got closer after we both realized, you know what? I actually got closer to Marisol season four. And then after that, of course, with Larsa always makes space for me. Like, Kiki, you know, we're going to film, we're going to this, we're going to that, let's go out. And outside of filming, these girls need to understand you also have to make, to still remain friends, you know?
Of
That's
course.
What makes Miami. Yeah. You can't just be like, oh, yeah.
True connection.
To... Exactly. But Larsa always make that effort. Kiki, you want to go out? You want this? You want that? Larsa and I, we're not always seeing eye to eye. Everybody see that.
And that's okay.
If I was kissing her ass, she would have never fight with me. Me and Julia done like for three seasons, you probably barely see me with Julia. That's because she never really... So me and Julia was never like in the best of place until this year. I had problem with Adriana. I had problem with Lisa. I had problem with every single one of them. So,
but then you move past them and it's you just don't
burst exactly. Out. Yeah. It's like, yeah. I will have problem with you. Then I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I want to be able to sleep at night. We're good now. And then it's
right.
Like, oh, you're kissing their ass. No, I don't hold grudges. How do you think I still look good at my age? Why do you think I'm always happy? Because I don't hold things in. I let go of things. And this is why I'm always going to be happy and sleep peacefully because I don't do chaos.
Right. I also think that the narrative that you're kissing their ass doesn't really, to me, it kind of implies that it's a one-sided thing. But in this past episode, we saw you open up about the pressure you feel from your family in Haiti. And I thought that Alexia handled that moment incredibly well, where she was encouraging you and she was talking about it in her confessional about how it is, she can, I feel like she was being a good friend to you. You know what I mean? And it, so that it's a two-sided friendship in my from what we've seen, I think. So that also sort of negates the narrative, I think, around that.
To be honest, I feel like out of the whole group, Alexia has been the only one that I haven't really have like a little blowout with. But she's always been very supportive.
It seems off, that way.
Or on camera. What you saw from last week's episode is that this was happening even before the season started.
Mm.
It's just that, like, I'm very private. I don't normally open up. And I don't, not just that. Sometimes I don't like to dump my problem because what you don't see is that all of every single one of the girls have their own issues going on, whether they want to talk about it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has something going on in their own personal lives. And I don't like to have to dump something that's so dark for me to have to dump it to other people that's already going. You know, Gary was going through her cancer. Alexia's going through her divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Marisol is going through personal stuff she was going through. Lisa's going through her thing. Adriana, I learned to get to know and better know she was going through. Everybody was going through their own personal stuff. So I didn't want to talk about it. But if you look at me this season, you're going to see every season, I'm always the fun. Like, you can see the brightness in my eyes. But this season, it was just like a dark shadow. And everybody was just wondering, what's going on? What's going on? It was not the funny Kiki anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, during that trip, Alexia noticed it. It's like they just couldn't help it anymore. Like the whole thing with the whole water drama,
mm-hmm.
I was already fighting, like literally going through depression and anxiety. Like, you know, and it just really weird because I didn't open up about that then. People think I was just, you know, but I'm just glad Alexia noticed that what's going on. Kiki's been off lately.
And I also think it shows that, like, you know, part of learning to be on the shows, as I'm sure you've seen over the past 4 years, is like, it's good to, you're not really dumping on them. You're opening up to also obviously get that support from the other women. And also, like, you sharing that story. I mean, Miami is a city of immigrants and people who probably have similar stories to you who have gone through similar things. And so for you to, that's not a story that I remember ever hearing on Housewives ever before you talked about it. And so I think for you to take that moment and open up and really kind of, one, you showed courage, and two, I think people will feel seen by that and feel represented by you sharing that story.
I've been getting a lot of positive feedbacks, and I actually didn't know so many people can relate, because
mm-hmm.
I know this is a huge thing in Haiti, but I really did not know. Like, I have people from all over the world, from Russia, from Mexico, from wow. you name it. They're like reaching out and be like, oh my God, you don't understand what we have to go through. Since we stepped foot in America, every single person think the minute you're in America, you're a rich person, right. everybody just depends on you. I was like, wow. I thought it was just a Caribbean thing, but it's a worldwide thing. Mm. And I'm just happy that I was able to open up about it and that at least a few people can relate.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I you know, Kiki, for me, and I think for a lot of people, it's been very rewarding seeing your presence on the show evolve over the past 4 years, because as you said, like you were, I mean, we know that your screen time has gone up as a friend of the cast, but also you've gone from the person who's just, who brings, you know, lightness and comedic relief to a lot of different amazing scenes, and you have some iconic moments from that. But I think you have proven to obviously be much, you know, deeper than that too, by sharing your story, especially this season with the scenes with your daughter, with your son, with your father. To learn more about you on screen like this, I think it's something that people have been wanting from you for on the show for a while. And so for us to finally get it and to have you be able to tell your story and your words and to see some of it, it must feel special and long overdue for you to be able to share some of these things on camera.
Oh, sorry, I just burped. Oh my God. But that was a very elegant burp. It was like,
yeah, it was very demure.
Oh my God, very demure. How do you say this one?
Demure.
Demure. No, it was bittersweet because I don't like to put my kids on screen.
Right.
I feel like for the past few seasons, my son kind of didn't really. So I had to talk with him. He was like, yeah, mom, it's mm-hmm. whatever. Because I think now he's understanding more. He's in college. I actually just dropped him off to college.
Oh my God.
For his second year.
Amazing.
Last week. So he's doing good. And my daughter, she doesn't care. She just want to run around. So I just wanted to fan to see me as a mom, because they've been asking, like, we want more Kiki, want more Kiki. And I was like, you know what? My life is very tough. It's not the sweetest life that it doesn't seem. My life is not as good as I look. It is a little chaotic. You don't understand. This is not even 10% of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so much that I go through. But I was just happy to just be able to share a little bit more. And I'm glad mm-hmm. that people get to see me as a mom, me trying to get to a good place with my father, me having a brand new little brother that's younger than my daughter, which is, I was like, huh? No. And I don't know. I'm just happy to open up a little bit.
Good.
At least a bit.
This Valentine's Day, the UPS Store Certified Packing Experts are helping pack and ship all the ways we care. From the lovey-dovey XOXO gifts for your Galentine's gal pal, even pet gifts for doggy dearest. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back, guaranteed at no extra cost, exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send your Valentine's on time at the UPS Store. Visit the upsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
Where do you stand with your dad right now? Are things good?
We're working on it. We are working on it. If anything, I don't know. I it's a walk in progress.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm noticing a lot of patterns that I pick up from my dad, and those are the qualities that I look for in guys. So I had to take a seat back and be like, why does this man remind me so much like my dad? Why? So I said, you know what? You're going to keep your ass single. So I haven't been really actively dating. Like, I've gone on a few dates, but I don't know. It kind of pushed me to take a step back and find myself and do some work on myself.
Okay.
So that's
good.
Where I am
that's a good
now.
Thing.
So it's teaching me a little bit.
Working on yourself is always a positive, I would say.
Babe, I'm working on myself. Like,
there we go.
There's a lot of healing going on.
We're all works in progress, Kiki.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to loop back a second because I realized, you know, for a while, obviously you've been close with Larsa since you joined the show and you talked about why. Lisa and Larsa have always been very close. And part of this season is them having a falling out in a big way. And I feel like by proxy of being close to Larsa, you were close with Lisa for a while. But I feel like their fallout has affected your friendship with Lisa. I feel like you guys probably aren't as close anymore. Can you speak to your friendship or your relationship right now and sort of how that's been affected this season?
It's a little tough because even though I'm close to Larsa, I really like Lisa. And I feel like since after last year, we both tried to get closer to one another.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, in this group of friends, if you agree with one, the other one doesn't like your decision. They don't really see that you just, you're not picking side. It's a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not like I'm picking Larsa's side, but where I am leaning towards that is if I introduce you to my boyfriend and me and him, we're no longer together. If this man remain a nice person to me, then it's okay if you follow him, you want to remain friends with him. But if this same man is going around bashing me because you met him through me as a good friend, I will prefer to see you unfollow him, which is, for me, that's a simple rule.
Yeah.
But not everyone see it the way I see it. And I think by some of us agreeing with Larsa, it kind of makes some of the girls think, oh, yeah, you on Larsa's team. But it's not about team. It's about preferences, what I will want somebody to do for me.
Right.
But me and Lisa, I don't think we're in a bad place.
Okay, that's good.
I still think, like, we still have to get to know each other. I wouldn't say me and Lisa, we're fighting. We don't have any things going on. It's just that. And I think Lisa and I, we have a lot of similarity. And that's something I'm looking forward to. Hopefully, we both can work on our friendship and make it stronger.
Good. Don't you feel like the group was a little harsh on her for being late? I feel like to the trip.
Here's what I think. I think we were so used to it, it kind of didn't bother us that much. But then Stephanie came on. Stephanie's like, no, this is not okay. And we all were like, yes, we've been putting up with it. We actually kind of forget about it. And then it kind of become a thing again because now we're like, oh,
there's somebody
new
in the mix.
Notice that it was happening so much. We get it now. Yeah.
Okay. But don't you feel like on the
trip?
But
we love Lisa.
Yeah, of course. I feel like on the trip, they came on strong about her missing the flight. But, you know.
I mean, if anything, me, I was more scared for Lisa because when I asked, where is Lisa? Is she okay? I was really worried because sometimes it's like in the group, not all of us get a text. So I was just wondering, who is she chatting with? How is she going to get here? Because, you know, like myself, I wouldn't want to travel. Well, I lived in Europe, but not everyone can. Europe is tough, especially in different languages. Not everyone can survive a flight to. To go in a main Europe city like London is one, but to have to take a flight to London, then to connect to this, then
and
to
the
connect
train
to that,
with all the
and
suitcases.
Then you ended up in a whole city where they don't speak English. That's a whole different, that's scary. So in that moment, I'm like, I know Lisa's so used to like not getting everything done herself. Oh my God, I'm so scared for her because what if she get lost? What if she doesn't know how to ask people for direction? So that was the worry for me, but it was not even about being late at that point. It was how is she going to get to us without getting kidnapped or lost or disappeared. So I'm glad she made it on time.
One of the last questions for you, Kiki, is you and Larsa are very close. And I feel like Larsa is a very divisive figure in the fandom. Like, I think that people view her in different ways.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
Me and Larsa, we close, but we also bump head too. So I think people don't really see, like, we bump heads.
Yeah, but is there something that you feel like is misunderstood about her that people don't understand about her, maybe as a friend, because you guys are so close and you know her, and even though you do bump heads, is there something that like you feel like people don't fully grasp about Larsa?
Listen, Larsa can be very like if you put her in that place,
right?
But also if you get to spend time with Larsa, me personally, I feel like the same way she can be very rough and tough on you and not holding back, she's a Cancer. She's very caring. The same way she's strong in heart, she will come for you. When you and her good side, she's very caring. Larsa cook for me sometimes. If people don't know this, I will go to her house, I'll be like, I want rice and beans. She's like, okay, let's get to the kitchen. And I'll just sit down enjoying my champagne and she's cooking.
There we go.
A full-on meal with rice and cheese. And then after that, she'll be like, bitch, you could have asked for a fucking sandwich. Why the hell you had me cooking a whole rice and beans and chicken for you? And I said, because I got it like that. And then she'll laugh it up. But Larsa, when you pissed off, you ask her for rice and beans, she'll probably come for that ass.
Right.
Yeah. But she's actually nice. I think people
hit her at the right time. Yeah.
Yeah. Super nice.
She's always been very lovely to me, but as on the show, she's divisive, you know, and I think that's a good thing for the show, honestly. So Kiki, is there anything else that you feel like is out there that you would like to I don't know, clear the air on or whatever before we sign off? Like, do you feel like you've addressed things that you wanted to address today?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the biggest misconception was, oh, you have certain people's back, you don't listen. I feel like me personally, just like I said, I would have done it for, that's what I would have done it for my kids. Mm-hmm. I would have done the same thing for my mom.
Right.
Because I'm just not the type of person that'll throw punches. And I'm sorry that people feel like I didn't react the way they would want me to react. But the best thing I can do for me is to be myself. Whether people take it the way they want to take it. And that's what makes me who I am. And nobody can ever change that. Whether you want to come at me with smoke, you want to come at me with caramel. I prefer caramel though. But it is what it is. You can never make everyone happy.
That's well said, Kiki. I totally agree. I think these, as we know from watching these shows over the years, they're at their best when people act themselves and act authentically. And I think that people can never accuse you of not being authentic. And that's personally why I think everybody's been drawn to you for so many years. So I'm so happy that we've been seeing so much more of you on the show and hearing more about your story. I know it was obviously a hurdle for you, but you're there now. And it's been, I think, pretty warmly received, your personal storylines this season. So I hope that you feel good about that. I'm excited for the reunion, also kind of nervous for the reunion to see it.
You should be nervous. You're going to be like, literally like this. What just happened? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, you should be nervous, but it's going to be a great season for us. And
even always.
A greater reunion. And I'm so proud of all of the girls. And
good.
It is what it is.
Well, Kiki, love you. Wish we were in person right now, and hopefully I get to see you soon. This has been our first interview.
You're not too far from me, so can you come over? I can see your background.
Drop your pin. I know.
Well, I love you, and let me know when you're ready to get married.
Perfect.
I'm here.
Perfect. I'll get the ring.
Bye, my love. Kiki. Love you. Bye, babe.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gib Sonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gabe at Gabbing with Gabe on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gabe is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.